The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 32, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 17th, 1975, in San Francisco.
Forbidden in this way, the order carriers of the son of the sun god, Yamaraj, immediately replied, "Who are all of you who have the audacity to oppose the ruling jurisdiction of Yamaraj, the king of religious principles?"
Uchur nisiditastangsti vaivasata purasara ke juyang prathisiddhyaro dharmarajasya sasanam. Dharmarajasya sasanam. There is a ruling all over the universe under the jurisdiction of Dharmaraj, or the supreme judge for considering sinful and pious activities. There is a big government within this universe, but those who are thinking very poorly, without any advanced knowledge, atheists, they think that everything is coming automatically. Anishya, Anishara Rahu. They say there is no Ishara, supreme ruler, and everything is happening by nature, but they cannot explain what is nature. At least they have to admit nature is a power which is controlling him. We are not independent of the laws of nature. That is not possible. Even if you accept nature, then you are under the control of nature. That is a fact. Who is controlling nature, that you may not know, because your knowledge is very poor. But nature is controlling you, that you can understand, everyone can understand. You cannot supersede the laws of nature. Daivijhesha gunamai mama maya durutta. It's an ordinary criminal, thief. The police is chastising him. He does not think that there is any other power over the police. He thinks the police is the father and mother. And he is poor class. He does not know that police is not the supreme power. The supreme power is the president or the minister of law and order. He thinks this constable is everything. So, poor class thinking, they think nature is everything. But anyway, everyone is under the control of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma katta aham iti mannate. The so-called scientists, thinker, they are thinking that we are everything. We can create and we can control over the nature. These are all mad thinking. It is not possible. Nobody has ever been able to control over the nature. What to speak of understanding God. God is the controller of nature. Mayad dhakshinam prakriti syati sachanat. Nature is not independent. So anyway, we are dependent on the laws of nature. That nobody can deny. Even the greatest scientist, he cannot also deny. And because we are under the control of the laws of nature, we must admit, if we are sane man, that there is a system of ruling. If we deny the supreme ruler, we may do it madly, but there must be a systematic action, reaction. So here is Dharmaraj. Just like we have got magistrate. The magistrate's duty is, when a criminal is brought before him, to judge what kind of punishment he should be allowed. Justice there is. Similarly, this Dharmaraj means, the criminals are brought before him. Dharmaraj is appointed magistrate by the Supreme Lord. So everyone, after death, is brought before Dharmaraj, the Jamaraj, and he judges what kind of next body this criminal will have. That is Dharmaraj. He is judged by his work. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatthi. Just like the magistrate punishes the criminal, what kind of punishment he should be awarded, how he will be allowed to live within the prison house. Just like a political prisoner. In our country, so many big leaders have been arrested. But they are not put in the same level of ordinary criminals. They are given all facilities. They are given nice house, servants, and newspaper. They are given all facilities of independent armies outside life according to the position. They are called first-class prisoners, and there are similarly second-class prisoners, third-class prisoners. So this is judged by a person. So here we are all prisoners within the material world. And some of us are first-class prisoners, and some of us second-class, and some are third-class. Therefore, we see the higher class of men in the society, middle class of men in the society, either in human society or even animal society. There is first class animal, second class animal, third class animal, and the trees also, the same work is going on by nature. Prakritakramanani, gunikarmani. One tree is supplying mango. So this mango tree is respect, and another tree which is producing nothing, they are cut and made into fuel. Because useless. No use. So amongst the trees also you'll find first class, second class, third class. Among the birds, bees, animals, there is just like lion. Is also animal, a dog is also animal. They are not on the same level. Among the birds, there are swans and there are crows. The crow is different from the swan, although they are birds. The standard of enjoyment by the crows is different from the standard of enjoyment of the swan, white swan. Tatbhāga viśatkat janatāghavi prabhat jasmin prati slokam avadda vattavi namani nantasya jasankati nijat sinlanti gayanti ginanti sagava. Now here we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. This literature is meant for the swans, not for the crows. That is the division. Other literatures, sex literatures and these criminal literature, there are so many literatures. They are meant for the crows, crow classmen. And this literature is meant for swan classmen, swan, paramang. We are also reading. You are not interested with the lump of newspaper. We are interested in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because within this literature there is glorification of the Supreme Lord. How He is conducting the whole universal affair, how the sun is rising exactly in time by His order. The moon is rising exactly by His order. Not a minute's deviation. The big ocean, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, very big, powerful, but still within the limit. The Pacific Ocean cannot come beyond the jurisdiction. So who is managing this? Jasyagnaya bhramati saṃvṛtakāla chakro. Even the biggest planet within this universe, the sun, it is also rotating in its orbit by the supreme order. So there is supreme order everywhere. There is government, there is ruling. But the rascals, they cannot see. They simply believe in the direct experience. Direct experience is not first-class experience. The first-class experience is to receive knowledge from the person who knows. That is first-class. There are three types of experience. One kind of experience is direct experience. That is third class. And another experience is by history, by books, and another experience is by hearing from the Supreme. So we are gathering experience by hearing from the Supreme. Just like here, Sukadev Goswami is narrating Srimad Bhagavatam. He has heard it from his father, Vyasadeva. His father has heard it from Narada Muni, his spiritual master. Narada Muni has heard it from Brahma, the first living creature within this universe, and Brahma has heard it from Krishna. This is called parampara system. So this kind of knowledge is perfect knowledge. Evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājar sayo vidu vivaśyāna. Ivaṁ parampara prāptam, ivaṁ rājarśayo vidu. Ivaṁ vivasyate yogaṁ praktavān aham abhayam. Krishna says, I first of all narrated this yoga system to vivasyāna. Vivasyāna, the sun god. Vivasyāna manavipra. So, Vibhushan, the sun god, from him, Manu heard it. Here also, it is said, Vaivasvata Purasara. The Vaivasvata, this word comes from Vibhushan. So Yamaraj is authorized because he also heard everything about truth from Vibhushan. Therefore his name is Vaivasvata Purasara. And his servants, they heard it from their master. This is the way. This is the way of understanding. So Uchu Nisi Dhitas Tangasti. They are the servants of Yamaraj, Vaivasvata. So, therefore they are Vaivasvata Purasara, the important assistants of Vaivasvata Yamaraj. They heard that somebody is warning, don't touch him. In the previous verse we have learned, Varayamasu, forbid, don't touch. Ojasa, very strongly. So they become surprised. Who are these persons? They are interfering with our business. We have come from supreme authority, magistrate. That's why police comes with this warrant of magistrate. Nobody can check it. If somebody wants to check it, then he will be punished. The whole government force is behind the warrant of the police. Nobody can check it. If there is riot, then government will bring military force to accept. So this is called ruling. So we are under this ruling. However foolishly we may declare we are independent, that is our completely foolishness. When the warrant is there, you cannot check it. The whole power is behind. Either you become the great scientist or philosopher, when the warrant of death will come from Yamaraj, there is no power to check it. Therefore they are surprised. Who is this foolish? But they saw that the person they are coming from, Vaikuntha, the different features, so beautiful, four-handed, nicely decorated. So they were surprised. Therefore in the next verse it is, kasyava kutoyayata kasmad asya nishedhata king driva upadevava juyam king siddha sattama. You are so nice, because they are Yamaraj. Their bodily features already described, twisted face and the hair standing just perpendicularly. So, they never saw. Why they, even we are supposed to be civilized men, we have not seen how the bodies are there in the Vaikuntha. Here you can understand. In the Vaikuntha planets, as the Lord Vishnu is four-handed. Similarly, all the inhabitants there, they are also four-handed. And equally dressed. Just like here, if your president Ford comes, he also dressed like a nice gentleman. And there are many others also, equally nicely dressed. You cannot distinguish who is president and who is ordinary man. Similarly, in the Vaikuntha Loka, all the inhabitants are equally external feature. Four-handed with the weapons, the disc, the club, the conch shell, the lotus flower, all the Vaikuntha inhabitants. The same dress, same garment, same ornaments, same weapons, But still there is distinction. The Kaustubha, jewel, that we will find him hanging. That by that Kaustubha jewel, one can understand that here is Lord Vishnu and here is ordinary living. Just like the president has got his confidential blast, if one challenges his credential, he can show. Yes. The same principle. Ruling is there. You can say foolishly that there is no ruling. I can do whatever I like. That you can do. Just like Ajamil was doing. But now, the two classes of messengers have come. The Jamadutas have come to take him away because externally he is the most sinful man. Therefore, that protesting, how is that? It is already settled up. This man has committed so many sinful activities. So, they are under our jurisdiction. Who are you? You are forbidding us. But the Vishnu Dutas have come there. Because although he was sinful, although he was most impious, although he was a prostitute hunter and cheater and so many things, good qualities, still he has chanted the holy name of Narayana at the end of his life. Immediately. This is the facility. Whole life sinful. Anti Narayana Smriti. But he has remembered Narayana at the end of his life. Very painful life. At the time of death, it is very, very painful. We have got experience, therefore we do not wish to die. Because it is very, very painful. Similarly, after death, immediately, by the discrimination of Jamaraj, he gets another body. Karmana Daivanetrena, Daivanetrena by the supervision of superior power, the Jamaraj takes her, and then he gives a body. First of all, he is put into the hellish condition of life, as he will get. Then when he is little practiced, then he is given the similar body. Otherwise, how it will be? Suppose a person coming from very high family or king's royal family, but he has acted just like hogs and dogs, then next life he is going to have a body of hog or dog. So therefore, he is put into such life, certain life, that is Jamaraj's business, to be used in that way of life. Then he is given a solid body or gross body, so that the same royal prince, he can very easily eat stool. This is the process. Nature's process is going on. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani salu. They are simply explaining nature. How nature is working, these foolish rascals do not know. They do not know. Nature is working, that is fact. But how the nature is working, how different forms of body, different activities are going on, by whose judgment, who is looking after, these things they do not know. This is the modern education. But Krishna conscious person, they know how things are going on, how nature is working, What is the effect? Everything we'll find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How many different planetary systems are there? What is the situation, each and every planet? You'll get all this description in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have got description, there are many planets. They are simply thousands and millions of miles, only gold. Thousands and millions of miles, only copper. We have got this description from the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are oceans of milk, oceans of liquor, oceans of oil, oceans of sugar. These things are there. What information you have got? You do not know fully what is the material nature. Therefore, we do not believe that this man went to the moon planet. We have got different description of the moon planet. The moon planet is situated 1,600,000 miles above the sun. We have got this description. 1,600,000 miles above the sun. And there is also blazing fire, like the sun planet. The sun planet is very hot, and the moon planet is surrounded by very cool atmosphere. Just like when there is cold and heat together, you enjoy it. So moon planet is like that. And those who are in the karmakandya, many fruitive activities, those who are actually acting very piously, they are allowed to enter into the moon planet. And there you get life, 10,000 of years, duration of life. And that year is very, very big than our years. Our 6 months equal to one day in the moon planet. Now such 10,000 of years, you can get your duration of life, and very cold, therefore you can drink that somarasa. These are the explanation in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is situated above the sun planet, and above that distance is also given there. 1,600,000 of miles. And above that, similarly, 1,600,000 miles. There is Mars, there is Jupiter, there is Venus, like that. So universe is not so small that you can ride on your 747 and go. It is not so easy. It is not so easy. So therefore, from the circumstances, we can conclude that they could not approach the moon planet. And now they are saying that it is useless. There is no need of going there. The grapes are sour. The jackal jumping, when he could not get the grapes, then he is rejecting, oh, this is sour, it is not this. So after jumping so many years and spending so much money, they are now rejecting the moon planet is not habitable. But we get that this is one of the heavenly planets, and it is habitable by the most advanced pious men. So these are the defense. Now it is your business to believe the so-called scientist or the shastra as you like. But we cannot believe because we are Krishna conscious. We have to believe what is stated in the shastra. So there is garment. Therefore, they were surprised that who are you? That you are trying to dharma-rajasya sasanam. Sasanam means garment. You are trying to resist us from the government of Dharmaraja. We have never experienced. How is it? Who are you? So this is the question. Now we shall discuss next how this government of Dharmaraj is violated and why it is violated. We'll hear next. Thank you very much.